This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection.
Welcome to episode 152 of Sonic Youth. This week we were supposed to be looking at Manning Fireworks, a new album from MJ Lenderman. But by mistake, that comes out next week. So we've swapped episodes, and this week it's all about my current favourite collection of indie covers. There's several other covers episodes in the back catalogue of this show, so check them out. Opening the show was a wildly energetic cover from Pixies, in their best era with Kim Deal in the band. It's a cover of the late legend Warren Zevon's Ain't That Pretty At All. The original is from his 1982 album The Envoy, and is a more bubbly, synth-led track. The original's music is decent, but it's Zevon's belting out of those great lyrics that make it memorable. I'd rather feel bad than not feel anything at all. That same line makes it into another of my favourite covers, Drive-By Truckers covering Zevon's Play It All Night Long. The much more wild Pixies version is from the 2004 Covers tribute album, named after another of Zevon's greatest lines, Enjoy Every Sandwich. That record was released the year after Zevon passed away, and includes other favourites such as Dylan covering Mutineer and Pete Yawn covering Splendid Isolation. Our next indie cover is somewhat more faithful to the sound of the original, putting a modern touch on a 60s psych rock classic. I see LA's The Seeds as one of the best and most underrated 60s psych rock bands. And I think their greatest track is the 14-minute epic that closes their 1966 debut record. Up in Her Room is a masterpiece that still sounds fresh in the neo-psych world of today. The original starts as very Doors-like in its keyboard and guitar fuzz, but it builds into something much more energetic and better than I think the Doors ever achieved. I guess you could say it's a perfect cross of the Doors and the dirt of the Velvet Underground. The cover version I want to play cuts the track length in half and turns the guitar fuzz way up. It's found on the excellent self-titled record by the UFO Club. The UFO Club is a collaboration of two musicians and some of the greatest modern neo-psych groups. Christian Bland of the Black Angels and his solo project Christian Bland and the Revelators, and Lee Blackwell of Night Beats. The record was recorded in 2010 in Austin, Texas, and I highly recommend checking out the rest of it. But here's the UFO Club with Up in Her Room.
Up in her room,
This is A Sonic Youth, and that was the UFO Club with Up in Her Room. Our next cover is a little less obscure, one of the most well-known indie bands, and in fact one of the most well-known indie cover bands, taking on a track from American icons The Beach Boys. It's Yo La Tengo with a shoegazy cover of Little Honda from their 97 album I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. That's the same record where you'll find the brilliant track Autumn Sweater. The original version of Little Honda was written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love for the Beach Boys' 64 record All Summer Long, and is quintessential Beach Boys of this era. I was reminded of this track when James May sings it on the Top Gear Vietnam special while riding, well, a Little Honda, uphill. The Yo La Tengo cover is much different to the original, with plenty of droning guitar and no barbershop backing. I love the piece of guitar which is in effect a guitar solo, but it's just one chord strummed over and over. A bit like the great Neil Young solo on a track like Southern Man. He's just playing one note, but it sounds incredible. Here's Yo La Tengo with Little Honda. This is A Sonic Youth, and this week we're looking at indie covers, like that one, Yo La Tengo covering Little Honda by The Beach Boys. Our next cover is from the greatest indie band, covering a definitive track from the new wave legends Echo and the Bunnymen. It's Pavement taking on The Killing Moon. The original masterpiece is the lead single from the 1984 album Ocean Rain. The Pavement cover is found on the 2008 reissue of Pavement's 97 record, Brighten the Corners. That reissue is most famous for spawning the takeoff and popularity of the newly included B-side Harness Your Hopes. But this cover of The Killing Moon from a 1997 BBC evening session also rose to prominence. I think the track really benefits from the slacker vibe of Pavement. It's loose and a bit more rock and roll, but without losing the majesty of the original. I think Stephen Malkmus's vocals are great, and I love the cucumber piece.
Youth.
On previous episodes of A Sonic Youth focusing on indie covers, I played plenty of tracks from the 2014 compilation A Psych Tribute to The Doors. These include my personal favourite from the record, Elephant Stone covering LA Woman, along with Psychic Ills covering Love Me Two Times, Camera with People Are Strange, and Dead Skeletons with Riders on the Storm. And here's another favourite from that compilation, the aforementioned Black Angels with their take on Soul Kitchen. I think it's a great cover, heavily psyched out and injected with a heavy dose of the guitar fuzz you hear from many of the greatest neo-psych bands. Next week, we will check out MJ Lenderman's new record Manning Fireworks, but to see us off, here's the Black Angels with Soul Kitchen. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.